Welcome to this yew tree and winter solstice episode, which contains a meditation with the yew tree, which may support your celebrations at winter solstice. The yew tree is the tree of winter solstice, so it's appropriate to connect to this tree at this time. This is being recorded out in nature. I'm sitting with my back against a yew tree, a really old yew tree, hundreds of years old, surrounded by other yew trees in a little grove of yew. And the reason I come out into the forest to record these meditations is to provide you with authenticity. And I realize that there are noises that are recorded along with my voice, but I feel that being here will bring you closer to what it's like to be meditating in this same place with your back against this tree out in nature. Because after all, that is the intention and purpose of these meditations, is to bring you, dear listener, closer to nature as we seek to close the gap between the modern world and the ancient world, where trees such as the yew held such a place of reverie and worship. Yew trees are amongst the oldest living things on earth. So wherever you live, where there is a yew tree, it's likely to be one of the oldest things growing in your lands. It grows in a spiral, so it mirrors the spiral energies of the earth. The yew tree really helps support us when we are grieving or when we are feeling loss, which is why you'll find them growing in an awful lot of churchyards. This was a tradition taken from pre-Christian times, when the yew was a tree that ancient people went to connect to ancestors. And that was adopted by the church. And many chapels and churches now have yew trees growing in the grounds. But it is quite a mysterious tree, and it grows and regrows from within itself. New trees sprout up sometimes from within the old tree, or it sends out roots and new tree emerges a little way away from the existing tree. And it's a tree which very much takes care of itself. It's very self-reliant. So it helps us when we are grieving for the loss of a loved one or a situation in our lives that we are no longer part of, that we miss, or something that really tears at your heart. The yew tree is a wonderful tree to come to at those difficult times in our lives. And I think the reason for this is it gives us a really great sense that we are in a creation cycle of birth, life, death, and followed inevitably by rebirth. That whatever grieving situation, however hot and painful and hard it is, we will come through it. We will overcome where we're feeling and what we're feeling right now, and that there will be, if you like, another rebirth. Our lives go on and we carry on going forward. And it reminds me also that grieving is an act of love. We grieve for the things we love the most. And if you don't love somebody or something or a situation that happened in your life, you won't be grieving for it. If you're a person like me that likes to connect to ancestors, yew is a wonderful tree to come to connect to your ancestral line, which is so important. You stand on the shoulders of your ancestors. And whenever I come out and look at the gnarled bark of the yew tree and feel into its ancient wisdom, it reminds me that I am a future ancestor, that one day I will be the ancestors for the people that will follow me. And that's actually really quite comforting to know that we go on in a different form, but we remain part of our ancestral line. From a winter solstice point of view, it's a really great tree to be with to do your winter solstice celebration, because you, when you're with it, it really exists as a still point. It doesn't sway or move around very much, and it's a windy day today, a late autumn windy day, very autumnal day here in England. But the yew is here, it's a solid, unmoving, still point in time and space. And that is what winter solstice is. It's a moment when it appears that the sun stands still in the sky, and we have a chance to reflect and look back on how far we've come in our lives since the last winter solstice, to look at what we created in that 12 months, and to consider what we wish to let go of, what we no longer need to have as we carry forward into the next 12 months. So I think it's a really important tree to be with during your winter solstice celebrations. I'm going to give you a new technique for connecting to trees, and I will be teaching this on my tree sessions, and if you come along, I'll be showing you how to do it. But there's no reason why, even if you're sitting at home or hopefully sitting near or close by a yew tree, you can engage with this simple technique. And once you've come into the presence of the tree and dropped into your heart space, then take a moment to connect to your navel. Your navel is so much more than the remnants of your umbilical cord. It actually is an energetic center that connects to all of creation. And therefore, it's a very useful tool for you to use energetically to connect to the multidimensional energy of trees. So make yourself comfortable. We're about to enter the meditation. Take a deep breath and go on your inner journey. Close your eyes, settle down. Feel your body on the chair or the ground or where you're sitting, beneath the tree, your back against the tree perhaps. And just feel yourself grounded wherever you are, be that at home or in nature. Or even if you're listening on a train or in a vehicle, you can still connect to the earth. If you think about the scale of the earth and its energy, it's so much greater than even if you're traveling over it. And now take your awareness down to your navel. It may help you to visualize that there is a light there that shines in your navel, and a connection that goes beyond your body, connecting out, a cord of light, however you wish to imagine it. And for the purposes of this meditation, connect to the yew tree and send that cord down into the roots of the yew tree. And open up your own portal to the yew and ask to connect to the spirit of the tree and to the great mother yew, the divine intelligence of all yew trees, wherever they may be growing. So I'm going to stay quiet now for the next 10 minutes while you have your own meditation, and then I'll call you back at the end. It's time to come back into your body. Take a nice deep breath. Feel your body on the earth, or wherever you're sitting in your meditation state. And when you're ready and there's no rush, just open your eyes with your gaze to the floor. If you're listening to this meditation around the time of winter solstice, may I wish you a very happy solstice. And I hope that at any other time of the year, you use this meditation to deepen your connection to the wonderful, mysterious, magical yew tree. Thank you very much for listening.